Hey y'all, what's going on? What's up? It's your man Ernest, or you love Ernest. Back again with another episode of the My Two Cents podcast. I apologize for the late upload. I mean, recording this thing was the changes that Spotify for podcasters is doing is just, it's, you know, I'm gonna talk about it some other time. I'm not in this episode. And probably not in this podcast, but maybe I'll share, you know, my thoughts on this podcast. I don't know. But anyways, I want to finally get this review out of here so I can finally give this EP the justice that it deserves, you know, as far as me talking about it, sharing my thoughts about it. And this is take number three. But anyways, I'm doing a review for the latest EP from Terrace Martin. Her thoughts. Terrace Martin, jazz musician. I've reviewed work that he's been involved in before, you know, numerous times on here. This is my first time doing something that he is doing solo as far as just his own little project here. But again, I've reviewed things that he's been a part of, like bigger jazz projects or just other fusions of jazz music and hip hop that I've reviewed on here in the past. But this thing here, her thoughts. I thought this was a neat combination of both jazz and what one would call, I guess, modern day R&B. Or, you know, today's R&B music, which I've noted on here numerous times that it's not necessarily a sound that I like. It's not the style of R&B music, I should say, that I'm a fan of. But on this project, Terrace Martin did a great job with making it appealing to me. And as I listened to this EP, it was like, oh, that was the thing that was missing from this sound. That makes it more enjoyable, at least. You know, now there's other elements I feel as though that, you know, for the, I think the singers of these R&B songs today, not all of them, but a few of them need to work on their actual vocals and not just simply be somebody who is going to, you know, rely on the, you know, technology to make their voice sound a certain way and therefore make this song so it can fit some type of vibe that they want the song to fit or whatever the case is, right? But the jazz fusion with this sound was a great addition. And to me, I feel as though that was Terrace Martin's point that he was trying to make on this EP. It wasn't just, let me make an EP, you know, it's 6 songs, so it's not a long project. I don't think it was just, let me put out, you know, a collection of, let me just create some work with these two sounds that I'm a fan of. And I'm speaking from this perspective of Terrace Martin, because I believe he might be a fan of today's R&B music, and he obviously is a fan of, a curator and a fan of jazz music. So maybe he wanted to do something to today's R&B's music, or with today's R&B's music, that would make it more, again, appealing to, you know, folks like myself, or people who listen to him, you know. I don't necessarily pay attention to everybody's, or anybody, honestly's, opinion about the music that I listen to. But upon doing research, and when I say research, I mean just looking for the cover, the cover for this EP, I did see, you know, a few people's opinions on this EP. And a lot of people shared the same sentiments that I did. I won't say a lot, but a few people shared the same sentiments that I did about, again, what I consider modern day R&B music. That those sentiments being that this is not necessarily the style of R&B that I am a fan of, but when you mix it with jazz, or if you mix it with an instrument, this is a sound that I can see myself getting more into, you know. I am curious as to knowing what people think who actually listen to this sound being modern day R&B. I'm curious to know what y'all, what you think is, you know, what's going to improve said style of music. Do you think that there needs to be improvements at all? You know, especially if you're going to listen to this EP, I do want to know your thoughts that, you know, if you liked what Terrace Martin did, if you feel as though what he did with fusing jazz with this sound, or just fusing instruments in general with this sound, with this style of R&B, do you think that it made it worse for you, or did it make it better, or was there no change at all? You know, I'm curious to really ask someone who is familiar with said sound to share their thoughts on it. And by the way, people, you know, it is morning time when I'm recording this, so it's like, yeah, please forgive me if my voice sounds like I just woke up, because I wouldn't say I just woke up, but it's it hasn't even been a full 30 minutes. So, you know, I'm already at it. But anyways, just to not to keep this thing long, I did enjoy listening to this EP here. I can't wait to listen to more work from Terrace Martin, whether it's solo stuff or where he's working with my guy, Sadiq Muhammad. I'm getting names and stuff, or other people within the jazz realm once again, when they're doing their thing. Ali Sadiq Muhammad, my bad. But yeah, it's whether it's solo or working with others, I'm definitely going to look out for more projects. Even if it sounds like this, even if it is, again, a fusion of jazz music with modern style R&B, because like I said, it made it bearable to listen to on this EP. You know, I found myself actually enjoying said sound. Both, obviously, I'm a fan of jazz, so it wasn't like it was difficult for me to listen to the saxophones and the other elements of jazz and say, oh man, I'm really liking this and I'm surprised. No, that wasn't the surprise. It was good. Not saying that it was boring or anything. It was good, trust me. But that's a sound that I like, you know, that I'm into. So obviously it's not necessary. It didn't surprise me that I enjoyed that side of this EP. But again, the surprise came from when I found myself genuinely enjoying the modern R&B sound. Now, even prior to listening to this EP, yes, there are instances where I've heard the modern R&B songs and stuff here and there when I'm out and about, and I'm like, I can get with this song, I like this, and you know, all this other stuff. But it's like I said, for the most part, and I've said this prior to, I've said this before on this podcast, for the most part, it, you know, it's not necessarily a sound that I am into personally. So, but what's done really well on this EP here. So that's my thoughts. Hopefully I can get this up. Because geez, man, it's like I'm saying the same things over, and I've been trying to get this thing to upload, or at least re-record this, for the past 3 days now, you know, my thoughts on it. And it's like, I really want to get this episode out, because I really want to show love to Terrace Martin. And just obviously I recorded it, I listened to the EP, I recorded all the stuff that I had before, but like I said, Spotify for podcasters is Spotify. I'm just gonna say Spotify. They're doing some stuff, but more on that later on. Check out this EP if you haven't checked it out, and let me know your thoughts if you have checked it out, or if you aren't gonna check it out. Let me know still after you check it out. Of course, can't make an opinion on something you don't know. And check the links in the description box below to help support me, support the podcast. And yeah, we're going to keep going. Till next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.